this story that apparently was on the BBC just a few hours ago, Steve, talks about a Pakistani neighbor who lived next to this compound there, who says, now the guy in the video is not Osama bin Laden. It's my neighbor, Akbar Khan. And I'm looking at this going, what the heck? What's going on here? I mean, well, is it this baffling or is it right under our nose and we just can't see it?
Well, no, what's happening is, unfortunately, I'm defying, but not really, because, as you know, your friend Alex George brought me on the radio a week ago and brought me in because 10 years ago, when 9/11 occurred, I said, look, this is something I teach at the War College and elsewhere, which is what's called basically the attack. It's called deception, denial, false flag, and stand down. I don't want to get into that too often, but I predicted at that time that it wasn't very hard. As a physician, I had known Osama bin Laden had been seen by physicians from the CIA in Dubai at the American Hospital. And I knew at that time, it was no great secret, quite frankly, that Osama had what's called Marfan syndrome. And many of you in the audience can look it up. It's spelled M-A-R-F-A-N. And actually, one of our presidents, Abraham Lincoln, had it. They're very tall individuals who very tall, very thin, long hands, a long a jaw, Modigliani type of face, and they have connective tissue disease. So unfortunately, those people who have it, and I'm not bemoaning Osama's death, but they die. It's not a very long lifespan from the time of diagnosis to the time of death, maybe 4 to 6 years. Mm-hmm. And what was obvious to most and should have been obvious to the press and the American public was the fact that he had renal dialysis machine. Well, you can't run a lot with a renal dialysis machine. I can assure you the people in the audience who unfortunately have to use it will tell you they're very conscripted. So the storyline in the intelligence community that Osama bin Laden was alive and had attacked our country was totally false. It wasn't something that I was revealing or a whistleblower. At the time, I'm a civilian. I've been in the intelligence community over 20, 30 years. But I knew that in order to mobilize the American public under Bush Jr., you had to create a bad man. What was really ridiculous, George, was the fact that in that storyline that we were attacked by Osama bin Laden, not only was he already dead, would subsequently dead in Tora Bora, and I predicted that, and then Alex Jones called me up and said, your prediction's correct, and he would be used for political purposes. But let's go back to 2001 when it occurred. I said, not only will this be a tragedy in America because the CIA, through probably SOLIC, Special Operations Low Intensity Conflict at the Pentagon, created this story in line with Bush and Cheney and the neocons, that this was an American tragedy that really was the reason for us to go to war. And it was precipitating us in a way that the American public was mobilized in a very unfair way by attacking our own people. This was really the first time we had attacked our own people, although Rumsfeld came out the next day after I said it publicly, shame on you, and you've committed a criminal act against the American public. But Rumsfeld came out the next day stupidly saying, accusing him own self, he said, well, if Dr. Pechenik or those believe that this was a Republican trick, then they should really except the fact that Pearl Harbor was also a stand-down and false flag. And, of course, it was no accident that his deputy, Paul Wolfowitz, was trained in the specialty of Pearl Harbor and stand-down and false flag at the University of Chicago under Wolfstetter. So the point is very simply this, that at that point when you started to create the storyline or a fable or a cover story the way the CIA had and other elements of the intelligence community, which really had degraded over the 20, 30 years that I had been involved in the beginning. And you can't accuse all of the people in the intelligence.
Right.
It's some. And under the Bush administration, they had this storyline that made no sense. And not only did we have Osama bin Laden, who eventually died within 6 months and was dead and is now dead, and this is the only attack I know of where you've attacked a dead man, but at the same time, the storyline went crazy, and basically we had another villain, and that was Saddam Hussein. So you had this intelligence community create two villains at one time, and Cheney stupidly but characteristically tried to explain how Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, as did Bush Jr., when in fact there were no weapons. So What's happening is that the American public, which has been treated as if we were stupid, ignorant, and I consider myself part of it, I said, listen, I'm indignant. I don't care what my training is, whether I'm a doctor or not a doctor. I'm just an American citizen who's trying to make a living. But don't pull the shenanigans on me and don't make this nonsense storyline that makes no sense. And not only that, it's costing us the lives of many brave men and women. So basically, when Osama bin Laden was discovered, so to speak, a week ago, 10 days ago, and there was this incredible SEAL attack, which is questionable, God only knows this would be the first attack on a mortuary that I know of by any special forces unit, and I have a lot of respect for the special forces.
So you are so convinced he died a long time ago, without a doubt.
Without a shadow of a doubt, he had Marfan syndrome. It's not I am convinced. He died. I mean, it wasn't an issue. His number two man, George, was El Zawahiri, who's still there, and
right.
He's a physician. And he's a physician who's an expert in the area that he really required, was health and happiness. So, I mean, my point is, it's not only I'm convinced that the records are there. You can check the records in Dubai. It was reaffirmed, I think, in CBS reports. That he had been seen by a doctor, and he had been seen 6 months prior to that.
Well, what I found interesting in this so-called raid, Steve, was not one report of a kidney dialysis machine or anything like that. All they've talked about, computers and hardware and stuff like that. But you would think that if the guy was that sickly, there'd be medical equipment all over the place. And I haven't heard anything about that. Have you?
No, but you're right, George. The two aspects to that. Number one, when there is a covert operation, let's assume it is a covert operation, somebody attacked, whether it was the SEALs and they want to take credit, that's fine. But I find it a little bizarre that a special unit that's covert suddenly comes out publicly and announces itself and describes every feature about themselves and the attack. In part, that's done in the intelligence community to obfuscate or to distort the picture so that, quote, an enemy won't know what really happened.
So this Pakistani, though, who says, hey, that's my neighbor, Akbar. That wasn't Osama bin Laden. I know the guy. He might be telling the truth.
Him.
Yeah.
That's more credible to me than telling me that you attacked Osama bin Laden and you shot him in the face, which would be a little hard to do considering he's been dead for 10 years and then, you know, the storyline doesn't make sense, George. I mean, on the one hand, we don't want to show you the pictures, but we've seen the pictures. Only a few can see the pictures, but not you, the American public. On the other hand, we'll show you what it's like to shoot somebody in the head. I mean, what happens in the intelligence community is you have to have a very credible story. The story has to be, it's like the movie business. A lot of your people have been in the movie business, the entertainment. Unfortunately, I don't mean to trivialize it, but intelligence is not an accident in terms of the fact that many in the intelligence community have been writers, people who are in entertainment. One of the most famous spies was David Niven.
Right. So this could be the acting out of a script, basically.
That's correct. And you hit it on the head, George.